your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A search is underway for a man wanted for attempted murder in Lowndes County. Authorities say Justin Lawrence shot a woman in the chest and stomach Friday night on Harry Road. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery Public School leaders are responding to a newly released audit showing $700,000 missing. They say that new policies and procedures are in place to keep this from happening again. Meanwhile, the Montgomery County Commission will hold a public hearing tonight on a proposed ad valorem tax increase for Montgomery Public Schools. That tax would be applied to properties in Montgomery County, but not in the city limits of Pike Road. The meeting is tonight at 5 at the Montgomery County Commission on South Lawrence Street. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannieKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums, go to JannieKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Oh, my goodness, Joey, you tell me something which we cannot repeat over the air, but it was really funny. I had a sip of water in my mouth when he said that. It was ugly, folks. It was ugly. Not it was what was happening to me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on Sweet Great Farm Market gift basket. We send a gift basket, $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Great Farm Market. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Patient Red Top, how are you today?
Very nice. I'm outside painting some windows, and the temperature's pleasant. It's not raining, so good day.
It really is. The only problem is I still have standing water in my driveway, my backyard. I need a pontoon boat to get in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, I mean, super saturation is the situation we're in around here.
Yeah, really.
Let me make a comment on something Joey said. Are you guys talking about Joe Biden needs to speak up more? No, he needs to keep his mouth shut. After watching his interview on 60 Minutes, he's just a doofus. He's stupid.
He really is. And we were talking off mic about this, but if Joe Biden's got to be careful, because if he goes after Bernie and he extends too much and he falls down or he looks stupid, I mean, it's over for him. If he does that, he swings and misses, it's going to really look bad on him.
Yeah, and there's no question it's not if he looks stupid. He does look stupid. Last night on German World News, they're having a film festival in Germany. I don't think it's Berlin. It's another town. I don't remember. But one of the winners of the film is a film on Hillary Clinton. Have you heard about it?
Is that about the home box office thing?
Oh, I don't think it's the HBO thing. This maybe a German film, but it's not necessarily very complimentary. But Hillary Clinton, being as much in love with herself as she is, she's over there.
No, this was profiled. You know, when she made those statements about Bernie. Nobody likes him. You never got any. It's a documentary.
Oh, okay. Well, this was just last night that she was talking.
It's making the rounds at film festivals.
Yes, she is. Yeah. And just
because she is.
How much in love with herself is, she does not care if the press is bad as long as it's about her.
Fuss me, but God say, don't forget me.
Yes. It's amazing. And funny that they keep tossing her name around. I don't think any way in hell this woman's going to get involved in this election. Do you?
Well, it depends on what happens at the convention. It depends on what happens to Bernie.
Gosh.
I'll give you a scenario. It depends whether the Democratic National Convention Committee wants to burn the House down. If Bernie does not have enough for the votes, and it's going to go into broker, instead of going to brokered, they go to second ballot and the superdelegates vote, and then they vote for somebody like Hillary Clinton. Now, I think Hillary Clinton would get killed because the Bernie bros would not do anything to support any Democrat, any place. And that will be huge. And what it'll do is pick up a congressional district in New Hampshire, for example. We'll probably pick up a congressional district in Massachusetts.
They can ride in just like a general election. Anybody's name.
No, what would happen is the Bernie folks would be so mad at the Democrats, anybody that had a D by their name would be done.
Huh. Well, that would be fine.
And that's been poll tested, too.
Wow. And let me say, I'm back to swinging towards Tuberville to vote. I did not like and appreciate that commercial Bradley Byrne ran about immigration in Tuberville. I think that's very... I don't think for a million years Tuberville wanted to let these people in illegally. Nor was that what he said, is it?
I think what he was talking about is that we need foreign workers in the country, and then he used the word illegally. I think.
And when what year was that? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just curious what year.
I think
it was
this year.
Yeah.
I think it was Dale Jackson's show.
Huh. Yeah. Still, that's...
Well, I'm going to have Bradley on between now and then, so we'll see what happens.
That sounds good, guy. And if you would, stick me in 12:13, please.
You got it, big guy.
Thank you, fellas. I'll talk to you later.
Enjoy that painting.
I will.
Let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome aboard Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a different comment. What do you think about these teachers taking all that money and spending?
The $700,000?
Yes.
I think that, how much time do you have? I tell you, Dan, having been involved in education, having friends at central office, it does not surprise me at all. I think there's a lot more that goes on than we know about. Thank goodness. The way they caught this was an audit, and the audit was long, long, long overdue.
I agree. But they always hauling more money and they spend more than we get.
Well, $700,000 is a lot of money on an individual basis. $280 million is what their budget is. But what they do is they don't spend, I think that you could take that same $280 million and reorganize the money. I think you can get a lot better result using the exact same money if you get AEA out of the way.
And I tell you something else. It don't matter which Democrat gets elected, if they get elected, they gonna raise the tax so high, ain't nobody gonna be able to live in this country no matter.
You're talking about on a national basis?
Do what, sir?
You're talking about on a national basis?
Yes.
Well, the good news is that, no matter what, I think you're gonna stop it in the Senate where it is right now. But I think the way things are going right now, I think the Republicans will do very well in the House and the White House.
Look what the new mayor's doing to us. He's raising taxes on everything.
Well, I think that he will fund his
ain't
first...
Been strange. but he's bad enough.
I think he's going to find that his first decision, big decision, was a very bad decision. And we said before the election, or after the election, but before he was inaugurated, is that if he would have taken that goodwill, and if you look at the layout of the vote, if he would have taken that and taken it to the bank and really worked on economic development, really worked on taking Montgomery to a different level without money but with style, I think he would have a much better argument for an occupation tax. But he didn't. He chose not to do that, and that was not smart.
Yes. Just thank God still in control. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Dave, welcome aboard the Demo Show on a Tuesday. 1 week to Super Tuesday.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I wanted to verify, did I actually hear in one of your reports where they kind of made an off comment deal about there was no organized Republican plan to try to mess up the Democrats' primary?
In South Carolina, right.
That, to me, is a little disturbing, that because that seems like that would be unethical, if not immoral, to try to... I can understand if there's a candidate you like that you think would do good, going and saying, well, that's a candidate that I like.
Right.
But to go, well, I'm going to try to pick a candidate that's bad, that seems like that's bad for the country in general.
Well, it's something that in South Carolina, and having been involved as a young man in South Carolina politics, is something that was done quite frequently by the Democrats to Republicans.
Oh, yeah, I understand that the Democrats have done that. Where I grew up, they had...
It was done in Alabama, too.
Everyone,
go ahead.
Everyone got to vote on the primaries for everybody, and then they would take the top winners from each party, then would go on to the general.
Hmm.
But at the time, you know, when I would vote for a member of the other party, I would be looking at, well, who's going to be the best candidate that I felt would be the best candidate for that party, not, okay, well, I want my party to win, so I'm going to pick the worst. But that's also why I've kind of moved from, I used to think all the primaries should be completely open, and I've kind of moved to, I actually think the primaries should be closed just for that reason, because people evidently don't have enough self-control to not do things like that and look at the long run, not the short run. Because in the short run, yes, it can get your person elected, but in the long run, I think it's bad for the country.
Yeah, I think anytime you try to jimmy an election with something like that, I think you mess up because you're not as smart as you think you are,
right,
and it blows up in your face.
Right.
I mean, they did that to Ronald Reagan in 1976. They basically, he won Mississippi. They got the delegates in Mississippi to flip. And so, therefore, Gerald Ford became the nominee.
And just careful what wishes you ask the genie of politics. You might get your wish, and it might not be what you expected, to Dan's point.
Right. Yes, this is true, too.
Dave, thanks for the telephone call, my friend.
Can I get put in on the drawing?
Have you been a good boy today?
I'm trying to be a boy.
Yeah, think about that, Joey.
Oh, that's the correct answer. What's your month and day of birth?
January and 22nd.
Did you have to think about your birthday?
I do have to think about my birthday. Actually, if I'm not reminded about it, I forget it.
How come? Was there an accident involved?
No, I think part of it was I was actually adopted. And so in my early life, my parents actually celebrated my anniversary of when they got me versus my birthday. So it's never been real solid. But I actually was traveling one year on my birthday, completely forgot about it.
Wow.
It was almost a year later before I realized that I thought I was a year younger. It was just real disappointing. when my mom told me to do the math on my age, because she was telling someone how old I was like, I'm not that old. It's like, okay. Then I realized, yep, I didn't celebrate my birthday that year, and so it never clicked over my brain.
So do you still celebrate the anniversary of your adoption?
I do. I kind of, if the day falls better for the anniversary to celebrate, like on a weekend, then I will celebrate the anniversary. If the birthday is the weekend, then we'll do that one.
Are the 2 days close to each other?
Yes, they're close. They're off by a day, I think.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I have a friend of mine who adopted, and they celebrate the anniversary and the birthday together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't. My folks would celebrate either or, so.
Dave, thanks for the telephone call. I've got you in for this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. When do we do that drawing?
It is on Friday. Is it 2:30?
2:45. What's in the gift basket?
$60, whatever I want to pick out.
Buddy, you have nailed it, my friend. You have a great day. Hopefully, in the words of Melissa McGregor, you will be a winner, too.
Okay, you too. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
Thank you. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I've been in some of the pretty 15 minutes.
Clint, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
I am?
Yep. You're better now, but when you were just talking, it broke up.
All right. Good now?
Better.
All right. The one you called said, he'll lose Florida. You know, I was in Miami about 5 years ago working. And I don't know what the percentage of the Cuban boats would be down there. But they love America.
Absolutely.
They will not vote for socialists again. No. I mean, they just ain't.
Well, it's an interesting thing that they don't talk about is you have a Cuban population that's very large in Miami, little Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a very high Venezuelan population.
Interesting.
That's there that had fled Venezuela. They were doing business in America, and they never went back to Venezuela.
And then you add in a lot of the Jewish retirees who are strong supporters of Israel, might be Democrats otherwise, but what the president's done for Israel, I think he's got Florida.
Well, we're going to get, Bernie's not going to go to the AIPAC summit. He's the
right.
first Democrat never to do that. So,
that's crazy.
And he's Jewish.
Right.
Oy
vey! Well, that lady from yesterday, what was that lady's name?
Terry Hestorf?
Terry Hestorf, yeah. She was very impressive.
Let me tell you, Joey, it is amazing the number of people that commented on that to me.
Terry's great. I really have described her as the adult in the room. I think her experience would make her a great congresswoman.
She runs for Congress, correct?
She is. She's running for Martha Roby's seat, 2nd Congressional District.
Well, anybody can do better than Martha did, in my opinion. Only in my opinion. But who's running against her?
Who else is running?
Yes, sir. Between her and...
You have Jeff Coleman.
Oh, forget him.
You have Troy King.
I like King.
You have Jessica Taylor.
And I like her, too.
You have Bob.
Remember, listen to that trombone. Bob Rogers, and then, of course, don't forget Barry Moore.
Barry Moore.
I don't know nothing about them, too.
You've had Barry on, you've had Barry on twice.
Yeah, Barry's very solid.
Barry is a very, very conservative guy. As far as knowledge of Washington, D.C., I would have to put Terry at the top of that. I put Jessica on kind of having a good understanding of government, and I think it would be purposeful, use that word intentionally, purposeful being a member of Congress. Troy King is just not cut out for the job whatsoever, in my humble opinion.
All right, and you're looking at Barry.
You broke up
with Barry Moore?
Barry Moore, who's a former representative from Coffee County.
He says he'd want to join the Freedom Caucus, and ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I made up for this. That's a done deal.
Clint, we're having a real hard time understanding. You're kind of fading in and out. Did we lose him? I can hear him in the background.
We need to hit a break anyhow.
We have to take a break anyhow. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
C-Squared.
Performance Automotive is now open at 715 Madison Avenue. And March 2nd is our grand opening celebration. Join us for good food and specials all day, like $25 for a standard oil change and $50 for a synthetic oil change. Stop in and see Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Join us March 2nd all day for our grand opening celebration with great specials and good food. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Squared Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The following statement is from a paparazzi who claims to have witnessed Hulu's reality TV house party.
All right, so here's some Bravo drama. I catch Melissa Gorga going from her hotel to this party in Beverly Hills. And the first thing I see when I get there is Jax Taylor leaving. They say he got into some argument with Captain Lee over their social media feud, or could have been a beef with James Kennedy. Whatever, I got the shot.
Reality or not, we'll never know. What we do know, Hulu has reality TV. Start your free trial today. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Hey, Bernie Sanders has got his how he's going to pay for everything up there. And then a lot of people were kind of commenting on it. He's going to pay for, let's go through the whole thing, he's going to forgive $1.6 trillion in student loan debt.
Can I ask a technical question about that?
Please.
If you forgive it, so you have a debt jubilee, which it's not the worst idea in the world of all the ideas of giveaways, is that mean the government would pay the banks, or they're going to have... Is there any possibility you could make banks eat that amount of money maybe over time and it wouldn't affect the system too much?
Would you want to own a bank stock that you had to eat $1.6 trillion with?
No, and that's why I'm asking. And I'm wondering, is it packaged in sort of in securities in some way to where you can unwind it very easily too?
Well, he didn't kind of get into that type of fine detail.
Imagine that.
And the way he's going to pay for it is by taxing gambling on Wall Street. Gambling on Wall Street is making an investment. They're going to tax 50 cents of every $100.
So every transaction.
Every transaction valued at $100 per $100 is 50 cents. So if you buy $4,000 worth of stock, which is not a lot to be buying, then what you're going to basically be doing is... it's going to cost you $20 in addition to your sale. Ameritrade, here we come. Because people are so price sensitive in buying a stock. And if you go in and for every $100, you're adding 50 cents to it, that means not only do you have the difference of the bid and the ask in the cost of the transaction, but now you have this tax on top of it, which is making that spread between making money and not making money. And you buy it, and then you have to turn around and sell it sometime. So you're getting them coming, you're getting them going. As a financial advisor, stockbroker, I'm just thrilled about that.
It just adds another factor to the whole system, which will not exactly make things wonderful or hunky.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I do my trade at $16 for a trade, no matter how big it is, at $16.
Right.
And so, but you have what's called the bid and the ask is what they're bidding the stock. Here's what they're asking for the stock, and here's what people are bidding to buy it, and there's a spread in between that. For a $35 stock, is normally a half a point. So if you sell it at the point you're buying and you're paying higher for it, you're starting out half of a point in the rears, plus your commission on it. So if you're paying a big commission, that could be a lot of money. That stock has got to go up that much, plus some, so when you sell it, just to break even. Now you're adding another component to it. Nuts. Okay, so let's keep on with Mook and Sullivan on Bloomberg and their suggestions of what the Dems need to do.
As you point out, Terry, you said it didn't go well for Mike Bloomberg. He himself admitted it was not his finest hour. What does he need to do tonight?
I don't know. Like, I feel like
will it make a difference if he comes out tonight and he is successful?
I mean, he has to survive. So okay. That's important. Like, he just needs to emerge somewhat unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I go back to this is Bernie's to lose. The debates are all about, for candidates, how I rate them, is how they leave versus how they come in. And And so Bernie Sanders is coming in as the clear front runner. And so if he just leaves the same way he came in, he's great.
He's good.
Well, yeah.
And on that note, look, there's one rule of debates always for every candidate. Okay. Always be on offense. Right. Uh-huh. So for Bloomberg, for Biden, right. Be on offense. Right. Take Bernie on. For Bernie, be on offense. Take Bloomberg on. Take Biden on. Right. So that's what you're going to see here is that contest of who's actually on offense and who's on defense.
But at the same time, like it has to be they have to take Bernie on. Like the heck with Bloomberg or anybody else. There's one guy who's in first place, and it's not Mike Bloomberg. And so they need to realize we need to engage Bernie Sanders.
That's one thing they're going to take on Bernie Sanders. But can you imagine Joe Biden being on offense?
No, he gets way over his skis. He gets tongue-tied.
He gets tongue-tied. He doesn't think through what he's saying. He thinks he knows what he's going to say, but then something else comes out.
It can happen to anybody, but it's happening to him consistently. It's almost a pattern. Like anybody, especially you and I do this every day. Sometimes we get tongue-tied. But when it is consistently... right. Consistently happening, every debate appearance, almost every speech he's giving, every TV appearance, I see the same tick. It's got he's either old or he has a case of the yips.
The yips? Is that a Yiddish? The yips? I like that. So that one's going to be interesting. I agree with him. It's how you come into it and how you leave. And Bernie's going to come into it as a leader. Does he leave as a leader? And Buttigieg comes in as a follower in a third slot down. Does he leave as a third slot down, or does he leave as a second slot?
I suspect the biggest bomb thrower tonight is Buttigieg. He's already laid the table, set the table for
Is he attacking Bernie, or is he attacking Biden?
Bernie.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to be on Bernie. And the question is, will somebody also hit fire getting ready for Bloomberg on Tuesday? And does someone see this could be a knockout for Biden? Because if Biden, something happens to Biden and he trips, then, and he doesn't do well in South Carolina, show's over and the monkey's dead, as we say. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I've been lonely, but
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you? An agent who is engaged from start to finish? One with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Miller with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I am Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today, 279-7431. Call David Ernest, set up an appointment. There's no obligation, won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The CDC out with a message for Americans on the coronavirus spread.
We are putting our concerns to work preparing.
That's Director Nancy Messonnier urging businesses, hospitals, and everyday Americans to do the same.
We expect we will see community spread in this country. It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more of a question of exactly when this will happen.
There are more than 50 confirmed cases in the U.S., the majority of them people infected elsewhere and brought back for treatment.
The growth of the illnesses has now slowed down a bit. Usually you get 2,000 new cases each and every day. China says on Monday they only saw 500 new cases.
Fox's Susan Lee and the so-called toolbox serial killer who went after teenage girls in Southern California more than 40 years ago has died. Prison officials say Roy Lewis Norris, who was 72, died of natural causes. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of batches of some pretty chilly air coming at us later in the week. But for today, fairly mild with a high temperature in the upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy, dry during the day, cooler tonight, low 46. Tomorrow, kind of a breezy Wednesday with a high temperature in the upper 50s. We'll be much colder by, let's say, Wednesday night with freezing temperatures expected. Then a raw day Thursday, high of barely up to about 49, but the winds will make it seem colder, and we'll be near 30 by dawn Friday morning. But how about five dry days in a row? How does that sound? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two-seven-two-nine-two-two-A. This is where we are. This was a story that was on America's newsroom this morning, that most of the fire may be kind of centered and focused on, political fire may be focused on Sanders. Listen in.
Last debate, all of the candidates on stage went in on former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Nevada marks the first time that we had seen the billionaire businessman on the debate stage. He will be on the stage again tonight. But if the last 24 hours are any indication, this time Bernie Sanders, not Mike Bloomberg, will bear the brunt of the other candidates' attacks. Candidates on the ground in South Carolina are increasingly focusing their criticisms on the front runner at town halls, at rallies, and in TV ads.
When it comes to building on President Obama's legacy, Bernie Sanders just can't be trusted.
We should think carefully about the consequences of nominating Senator Sanders. I don't want to be explaining why our nominee is encouraging people to look on the bright side of the Castro regime.
I don't think a government takeover of major parts of the American economy is a good idea.
I know you're hearing on TV a lot, Bernie can't win. Don't believe everything you hear on TV.
The latest South Carolina poll from Public Policy Polling has former Vice President Joe Biden leading by 15%. A new NBC Marist poll also shows the former VP leading in this state, but narrowly. 27% of likely Democratic primary voters said they support Biden. 23% said Sanders. Joe Biden once described this state as a diving board that he thinks will catapult him into Super Tuesday. South Carolina is a must-win for Biden, but nothing here is guaranteed. Tom Steyer has poured millions of dollars into this state, and Senator Sanders, according to the latest national polls, he is doing well, and his momentum seems to be growing among a key group of voters in this state, African-American voters all across the country.
So other people are kind of saying this also, that he's going to be taking in fire. And again, the fuse is so short from that Saturday vote to the Tuesday, Super Tuesday. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So Bernie Sanders is not going to be going to the AIPAC conference, which is the Jewish group that Trump spoke to in 2016 and just brought the house down. Listen into this story.
Pro-Israel organization AIPAC is blasting Bernie Sanders after he announces he'll be skipping their annual conference again and accuses the group of providing a platform for bigotry.
His comments are leading to new outrage over the anti-Israel drift of the left. Joining us live to react is Executive Director of the Republican Jewish Coalition, Matthew Brooks. So what do you make of this move?
I think that this is part of a longstanding history with Bernie Sanders about his antagonism and hostility, not just to Israel, but to the American Jewish community. He has never attended an AIPAC policy conference, whereas many of his colleagues in the Democratic Party have attended in the past. But more troubling is his views on Israel, and you know, he's willing to speak to radical progressive left-wing organizations like J Street and others and condemn Prime Minister Netanyahu as being a racist and say that we need to build better relations. Israel needs to lessen its security with the folks in Gaza, which means Hamas. We really run the risk, and the Jewish community understands this, we really run the risk in this election of transitioning from the most pro-Israel president ever in history, and make no mistake about it, Donald Trump is absolutely the most pro-Israel president ever in history, transitioning from that to the first enemy of Israel ever in the White House.
The first enemy ever in the White House. Now, I think that you can hear Ed Henry kind of comment on this. I think what he was talking about was Obama, not Bernie Sanders. So let's continue on with this story.
As you say that, ironically, Bernie Sanders is Jewish. He supports a two-state solution to the issue with the Middle East. He was against moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and he was for the Iran nuclear deal. So what would he have to say at an AIPAC conference? Would he even fit in if he went?
Well, I just think, you know, it just shows a willingness to have a dialogue. The fact that he is basically writing off the mainstream segment of the American Jewish community by shunning them, shows that he's not really a true inclusive leader.
Let's go ahead and take a look at some of these tweets that he posted about skipping the AIPAC conference. And the first one says, in part, quote, "I remain concerned about the platform AIPAC provides for leaders who express bigotry and oppose basic Palestinian rights. For that reason, I will not attend their conference." And then he also has one saying, "As president, I will support the rights of both Israelis and Palestinians." And then AIPAC also has a statement on this, and they say, quote, "Senator Sanders has never attended our conference, and that is evident from his outrageous comment. By engaging in such an attack, Senator Sanders is insulting his very own colleagues and the millions of Americans who stand with Israel. Truly shameful." So, I mean, the question here is, after all of that, you see a little bit of a back and forth with these statements. How do you think the Jewish community is going to vote come November?
Great question, Jillian. I actually am convinced, and, you know, we are embarking, the Republican Jewish Coalition is in the midst of launching a $10 million campaign, which will be the largest effort ever undertaken to increase the support for this president and the Jewish community. In fact, we're launching an ad that will be on TV during the debates tonight that highlights many of the quotes from Senator Sanders. I am absolutely convinced, and I will guarantee you, that if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, and regardless if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, whoever the Democrats nominate, President Trump will do significantly better among Jewish voters in 2020 than he did in 2016. And I'm here in Florida now, and, you know, that's going to be a decisive point in ultimately helping to win the state of Florida for the president.
People think that that was the reason he won Florida, by the way, that and the fact that the Hispanic vote, particularly Cuban vote, supported him so strongly, not to mention the panhandle, and just folks, having been a political observer for a long time, the panhandle vote was absolutely incredible of how it turned out for Donald Trump. I mean, at numbers, Mitt Romney couldn't even fathom the level that he was getting on that. So now Bloomberg pollster Doug Schoen is going to be in a conversation with a Trump lady here, being interviewed on Fox and Friends this morning. Now remember, he said for the last debate that he'll do good. Listen to how he's handling tonight's debate.
Doug, obviously, your candidate not on the ballot in South Carolina. He's waiting for Super Tuesday quickly after South Carolina. But there is going to be a debate Tuesday night where Michael Bloomberg will be on the stage. Is he going to be better prepared this time?
Well, I'm pretty confident he will do very much better. The mayor had not debated in about 11, 12 years. It was a format where people effectively ganged up on him. I think it was a bit of a shock to his system. He hadn't been in that environment, but this is one of the superior people I've dealt with in business and public life. I'm very confident he will rebound and rebound well, but tomorrow.
Doug, shock to the system. He was surprised that everybody was going to gang up on him. He spent hundreds of millions of dollars. He had that arena to himself. Didn't he know that folks were going to be...
I thought what Senator Warren did was inappropriate and uncalled for. She certainly hasn't gotten much of a bump in the polls, didn't do too well in Nevada, made good political theater, but I don't think it got her many votes. And the mayor is still running strongly in the polls, well ahead of her in second or third place, depending on the poll. So I think he's very much in contention, and I think he's going to do very well tomorrow.
So when he said that what Elizabeth Warren said was uncalled for, did it have anything to do with this?
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
What's Elizabeth Warren going to be wearing tonight? Is she going to be wearing her ninja outfit? Because, maybe what's going to happen is she's not going to take on Bernie, but she's going to take on Biden and take on Bloomberg.
I think she's going to keep going after Bloomberg. If she goes after Bernie, though, maybe she's the most effective person to do so. She did it. She tried, though, and that backfired, the whole sexist thing.
Yeah.
Bernie doesn't think a woman can win. That did not work.
That did not work. And that may have been the Russian bots that were kind of playing that out here. But she said, no, he said that to me in person.
Mm.
But her victimhood stuff has kind of gotten a little out of hand here. Okay, so now we're listening to a Trump kind of person here talking about Bloomberg wasn't prepared last week. Will he be prepared tonight?
Katie, how do you see it? Because it seems like the Bloomberg campaign was surprised that Elizabeth Warren was going to come out like that.
Look, I think it's just a good thing that Democratic candidates are now going after each other on the issues. For a long time, they were all trying to play kumbaya and say they were only going after Donald Trump. You had Bloomberg saying in that debate that he's the one who won because Democrats are still fighting with each other about not just who's going to win the nomination, but the overall direction of the party in the future. You know, the benefit of being in the race for a long time is that you are prepared for these debates rather than taking that 30,000-foot approach by buying ads in the places you think that it matters. Mm. Bloomberg has a lot on the line tomorrow. He's banking on Super Tuesday. He's made a lot of successful inroads when it comes to what he has paid into this race. Yeah. But I think he will be ready for some of those attacks, and his research team certainly should have given him a lot more attention before that debate last.
Newstone 93.1, and be back with more on this right after this brief break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm looking at the Bernie Sanders website on how he's going to pay for all this stuff. It's going to be interesting. He's going to take him on that. And will it be Biden? Will it be Elizabeth? Or will it be Buttigieg?
Or all three, maybe.
It's because, let me tell you, this is so loosey-goosey, it's unbelievable. So, I think that's... And he did it intentionally yesterday so he would have it out so it wouldn't be asked. But what he's going to be is tormented on this. So Bloomberg, now they're going to get into the Doug Schoen and the Trump staffer on tonight's debate. Listen in.
Back to that, but first I want to hear Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, was on Fox and Friends, talking about Bernie and social Democrats, and I want to give you a chance at that. Listen.
They call themselves socialist Democrats, the squad that controls the floor. The real reason why they'll lose the majority... What have they accomplished? They have accomplished nothing.
So you've got the Republican leader saying, look, we're going to take back the House if Sanders is the top of the ticket. That helps make your case. And then Sanders himself is making the case maybe for Michael Bloomberg or another moderate by going on 60 Minutes and saying, hey, Fidel Castro wasn't so bad. And yet it seems like he may be starting to run away with it. How are you going to stop him?
Well, that's up to the voters on Super Tuesday. But candidly, Mayor Bloomberg's made the argument from the start he's running against Donald Trump and that Bernie Sanders would be an electoral disaster. I think Kevin McCarthy might overstate it, but not by much. I think we need a moderate, centrist, inclusive Democrat like Mayor Bloomberg, who's shown unique leadership in the financial community, politics, as well as philanthropy. That's his argument. It's a good argument. And I very much hope the debate tomorrow is about the issues, not just more attacks on him.
Final word from Katie, who seems to be smiling.
Judge Judy is backing Bloomberg, and she said she would fight the socialist sector of the Democrats, quote, to the death. So I think he'll be in good shape if she's on his side, but he has a lot of making up to do.
He does indeed. I'm not sure if Judge Judy can help him with that, so we'll kind of see what happens. But I thought that was pretty candid, particularly on the Robbie Mook and Sullivan talking about what's going to happen tonight and being in South Carolina. It certainly will be interesting for us to watch this and see it unfold in its different pieces here. So as we finish up this hour, I want to go into some other stuff for next week or next hour that's a little bit deeper into this stuff. Devin Nunes has got some new information that's come out. Lindsey Graham, we have pickup stuff from yesterday. But let's do the coronavirus and funding request on Fox News last night.
The White House tells us this request for emergency funding is an indication of how seriously they are taking this threat. In total, the administration is asking Congress to approve $2.5 billion to help fight the global outbreak of the coronavirus. Half of that is new money. The rest of it is unspent money that was appropriated for other things like Ebola. $1.2 billion will go directly towards developing a vaccine, while the rest of the funds will go towards all other aspects of the U.S. response, including helping local, state, and federal agencies prepare for a potential outbreak. Top Democrats have been urging the White House for weeks to step up the U.S. response. And tonight, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said this emergency request is too little, too late, adding that President Trump is trying to steal funds dedicated to fight Ebola is indicative of his towering incompetence and further proof that he and his administration aren't taking the coronavirus crisis as seriously as they need to be. There are growing concerns globally about the spread of the virus. Just a few hours ago, China reported an increase in the number of new cases in the province where the outbreak began after several days of declining numbers. The rest of the country did see a continuing decline in new cases, but global health officials are very concerned about the number of new cases popping up in other countries, such as South Korea, Iran, and Italy. Investors, they are concerned as well. Today, the stock market had its worst day in 2 years, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping more than 1,000 points. As for the U.S. response, the White House's emergency funding request has a lot of support on Capitol Hill, but we should get a better idea of where things stand tomorrow when Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar testifies before the Senate Appropriations Committee, and he will certainly be grilled about this request. Shannon?
Absolutely. Garrett Tenney, thank you.
You got it.
That Chuck Schumer statement, that was a CYA right there. So when something happens wrong, you can go, I told you so. And if nothing happens wrong, he just walks off. Let's go to Dwayne, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get back to Dwayne. Congratulations, my friend. How was it?
It is not yet. I told my wife about it Friday. We have not been able to go by. And
why not? Come on.
Well, hey, man, it was a busy weekend. But we are so excited. Matter of fact, if you ask me what $60 I'm going to put or items are going to be in it, it's going to be $60 of what my wife wants in that in that basket.
You know, that's why you're going to have a long and successful marriage.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. we just really appreciate it. She was thrilled to death, matter of fact.
Outstanding. I'm really glad. Just remember, once your wife decides what to put in it, either you or have her call.
Okay, we'll be glad to. We've been down there several times before. We've had the Cuban, we've had their ice cream, we've had the cookies that are like hubcaps. I mean, it's a great place, no doubt.
Yeah, I tell you, East has branded those cookies. I was there one time, and there's a listener that was there and recognized me and said, and she held up the cookie and said, hubcap-sized cookie right here.
That's right. That's so, right. And they're fantastic, too. It's not just the size, just the quality of the taste. No doubt.
They're really good to crunch up and put on ice cream.
Ooh, hey, now you're making me hungry.
There you go. Well, do you have anything else on your mind?
No, well, I've just been listening to what's going on. I think we've got a bunch of crazy Democrats, and looking forward to them getting beaten coming up.
I like those words, Dwayne. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Hey, Dan, thank you, guys. Love you. See y'all. Y'all take care.
Ta-ta. Let's see if we can fit Ritz in. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, thank you for squeezing me in.
Absolutely.
You know, Bloomberg's comment about, you know, a horse-faced lesbian, a little bit beyond the pale. I mean, you know, he'd been more correct if he said they look like mule skinners. Now, I can go with that.
You can go with that, face. But horse-faced, you don't go for it, huh?
That's a little bit too personal. I mean, but, you know, it's so funny that the Democrats are falling apart at the seams because they're a victim of their own politics.
Bingo.
Right now. They have pieced together a coalition because, you know, they were falling apart back when people realized that they were racist. And to make a coalition of enough people to hold elective office, they've had to hold their nose and pull in all these fringe undesirables into their fold so they can maintain power. And when they grab the hold of these communists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, they're all the same folks. They really didn't understand that these folks are going to get in there and completely co-opt that party and take it over eventually. And that's about what they're trying to do right now. And but they get what they deserve, and I'm just sitting back and enjoying it.
Yeah, somebody said to me that what they were trying to do by getting a big tent actually allowed there to be an uprising.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Because and it's not. It's just because the people that they pulled into this tent are people that you wouldn't normally want to associate with.
Yeah, well, what they did, mistakenly, trying to be a big tent, they gave them a platform. The people did the platform. There were some people who liked it. Their numbers started growing. And then the old institutional Democrats got pushed out.
Yeah, and
I.E. Joe Biden.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I.E. Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. And as far as Bernie Sanders' website explaining where he's going to get the money, I mean, all he had to do was have a finger pointing straight at you when you go to the website, because it's going to be you that's going to be paying for it. I don't care what group of people he's going to get it from. It's going to be all of us. He can't get it all from just one group of people. It's going to be all of us.
I like that.
And he's going to pillage this country is what he's going to do.
I like that. I think you're spot on.
That's